I know that mental health problems are very common in Britain, and that the majority of patients are never violent. But some, often the most seriously ill psychotic patients, undoubtedly are. So I want to find out just how many people are killed in Britain each year by people with serious mental health problems. Professor Lewis Appleby is the National Director for Mental Health in England. He heads a national government inquiry into suicide and homicide by people with mental health problems.
It's essentially a national register of all cases. We collect information about everybody who is convicted of a homicide offence, so that's murder, manslaughter or infanticide. We check that against local NHS records, and as a result we can find out who has been a mental health patient, particularly in the recent past. There are about 50 cases a year. So that's 50 people who are convicted of a homicide, who in the 12 months before the incident were in contact with specialist mental health care. They account for about 9% of all homicide convictions.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
Well, it's a substantial minority.
But that's perpetrators, not victims. The number of victims of mental health homicides is even greater.
The starting point for the confidential inquiry is conviction. So we focus on the perpetrators. So, for example, if somebody was responsible for a homicide in which there were multiple victims, that would count as one incident from our statistics. So the 50 cases a year is perpetrators, not victims. And, of course, there is a small number of cases where a person commits a homicide and then commits suicide, so there's no conviction. Those cases are not included in our 50 cases a year.
I believe the 50 a year figure is a serious underestimate. If you consider those who are mentally ill at the time of the offence, not just those in recent contact, those who committed suicide afterwards, and cases in Scotland, the true number of mental health homicides in Britain each year is about 100. But these aren't just statistics. Like my dad, they were real people who were known and loved by their families and friends.